Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hi, everybody.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
It's the green Manalishi with a two-prong crown.
Little priest, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they're at the ACC in Toronto.
Wow.
How was that?
Fucking awesome.
Did Halford give you a free jacket?
Oh. I wish.
Yeah, it only happens to lucky people.
Yeah, it only happens to guys who fucking live with sports Playboy models. And like Derek Zoolander.
I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. I have been the luckiest fucking guy.
Apparently.
Dude, I thought I was until I met you.
I mean, like, and I had you look at pictures, didn't I, Jody?
Yeah.
Of Samantha Michaels? I'm not joking.
Oh, man.
It was really rough to live with in my life.
Okay, so all these people that listen to this show, we need you to Google Samantha Michaels and look at this woman and realize that she used to lay in a bed with Joe and listen to Kiss.
Kiss music. Yes. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you guys for listening to Podcast Rock City. We appreciate you listening to the last show. If you don't know what our show is all about, it's Kiss. We're Kiss fans, and we talk every week about the Kiss news, and we pick a topic, and we bullshit about that, and we have a lot of fun. Let's get started. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Kiss news. We're in anniversaries, so Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits came out this week. And it's the anniversary of Rock and Roll Over. Which album's better to you guys? No, I'm just kidding.
Smashes, Thrashes.
Of course it is.
Yeah, because you got that version of Beth.
Yeah.
Dude, like, forget that. Like, X and Sex.
Yeah.
Rock hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rock and Roll was, you know, like, one of those albums that's
obviously
so good.
Obviously one of the best of the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that album hits 40, do you think they'll... I mean, they've been releasing their... They re-released all the vinyl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's so expensive. I wish they would, you know, come down on the price. It can't cost that much money to print vinyl, right? That's like $35.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And
plus, you could go to the local record store if there's one in your town and get them for... Usually under $10.
Yeah, usually.
And the original near me.
Original pressings, even. Fuck, Lee found one for $5 around you somewhere, Andrew. Hotter than hell.
Not around me. Like, Alberta's really far from Ontario.
Hey,
but...
same country, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, it's only one of the biggest land masses in the world. Next to Russia, asshole.
Yeah. I mean, really, all three of us live in pretty huge areas. It'd be like,
right.
It'd be like, Jody's got a record store down the street. I'm coming. We're going to go and play that Kiss pinball machine you've been playing together.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
And while we're there, we'll beat the shit out of the snotty people at the bar drinking martinis.
Exactly.
All right. So, did you guys hear that Gene was playing with Tommy Thayer at a this thing called the first annual The Children Matter benefit, and it got shut down by the police?
I did see that.
I thought that was a joke. It got shut down by the cops.
No,
why?
Yeah, apparently
it's too loud.
It's too loud, and they said that the sound was echoing all over Beverly Hills.
Oh wow,
that's one place you don't fuck with.
I think they're just Ace fans.
Good one, maybe. You know, but the one, you know, you always hear the stories about like when the riots happen in L.A. that there's no police. That's because they're all in Beverly Hills watching. You don't mess with that city. That's, you know, that's. You know, it's sad that that happened. It didn't say how much money they had raised or anything like that. It just said that he was playing with Tommy Thayer and I think they said it was a house owned by somebody named Rohan Oza. You know, I don't know who that dude is, but they said there was a few famous people in there, and I didn't recognize a single name.
Yeah,
it's like whenever you hear about Gene hanging out with famous people, I never know who any of them are. You know.
I don't either.
Anyway, all right, one more thing, and then we'll get into our topic. There's a movie coming out called it's just called Condemned, and it's in the trailer at the very beginning, man, it's this guy, and he's holding a Gene Simmons axe guitar. Now, I've seen these. These are from, like, Court, I think, put them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a guitar. But the screwed-up thing, man, and I'm not quoting it exactly, but he says something like, she's like, it's a girl on the couch and a guy on the couch, and then the dude holding the guitar goes, this is a 1977 Gene Simmons guitar. And the girl goes... Gene Simmons, like the reality TV guy? And then they go, yeah. And she goes, why would he have a guitar? And both the guys look at her like, you don't know who Gene Simmons is? Which is really funny because it's true that, you know, if she watched that show and didn't have any idea who Gene Simmons was. But they showed him in makeup a few times, right?
Yeah, they have shots of him playing and whatnot.
So I guess he's always in his office. They just thought he was a big fan of Kiss or something.
Maybe. Oh, and I also wanted to bring up one other thing. My son had a doctor's appointment. I took him to school.
You took him to the doctor.
Took him to the doctor. I was gonna go through that whole button fly thing, but then I realized it would be gross with my 10-year-old son as the subject. Yeah, okay. So I take him down to the cafeteria because by the time we get there, they're having lunch. I mean, how awesome is that? You miss the first half of the day of school, you go straight to lunch. And as I'm walking back up the stairs, this little girl stops me and goes, I like your Kiss shirt. I'm a big fan of the Star Kid. From Scooby-Doo. I was like, son of a bitch.
The Star Kid, she said?
And then I went, Star Child. And she goes, yeah, Star Child. I don't know, man. She was probably like 7, you know? But I'm going, man, this is the second time this has happened to me in less than a month.
I was going to say, that just happened a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, at like a trunk or treat where we were trying to steal children, right?
Yeah.
And then this little girl stops me right dead in the hallway, man. Bam. She's like, you like Kiss? I like the Star Kid. When she said Star Kid, I almost went, shut up!
You almost went, Star Child.
Star Child!
So it's starting to come out that, like, the Scooby-Doo has a huge impact. It's having a huge impact on younger fans,
it
you know?
It absolutely is. It's very amazing and
going on a
bit fun. What were you going to say?
I was going to say... Going on the subject of doctors, I used to have an optometrist named Dr. Love.
Oh, my God. I think you told us. I still don't believe you. No, I'm kidding.
No, I did.
That is the funniest thing ever. I mean, it's like, because every time you go, your mom would be like, hey, Andrew, we got to go see Dr. Love. That's kind of awesome.
You got the cure you're thinking of.
Yeah, glasses.
Andrew, get on your knees. Fuck.
Oh, it's a woman, so.
Okay. Oh, yeah, all right, yeah.
So, even better.
Even better. Nice. Dum-dum. So, bonus. Was she hot?
Yep.
All right.
From what I could see.
That's did good. You, like, that was a good joke. Good. Took me a second, but it was good.
It's weird that she was an optometrist, but yet she still had you turn and cough. You know?
What was this? Why did I get up? You walk out, Mom. Why did I have to have my prostate squeezed? I don't understand.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about our subject. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The Elder. Did you hear
when
that
the
echo?
World was... What is it?
I heard an echo.
When the earth was young, they were already old since the dawn of time, something or another.
The Elder have watched silently over the virgin world.
And all its creatures.
All right, so...
And every time and every...
right. And another thing!
Okay, I love this record. I don't, you know...
I do, too.
And so many people have not only warmed up to it, but it's more or less like, you know, one of those staples now where everybody's like... I mean, when you watch video of the Kiss Cruise, there are people, a lot of people yelling, play something from the Elder.
It's the new creatures.
Yeah.
Right. It's like that hidden gem now where it used to be kind of like scoffed at.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody used to hate it, and then, you know...
Same way with Unmasked.
The two, like, they're playing it, but Paul still, like, wishes it wasn't ever created, but...
Well, Paul hates anything that's a failure, you know what I'm saying? If it would have sold, they'd love it right now.
Right.
He's supposed to be the artsy guy, and Gene's supposed to be the business guy, you know what I mean? Like, but I guess it hurts his ego, but come on, Paul. It's a fucking great album.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it, you know, it's Bob Ezrin,
definitely my top three.
Bob Ezrin always says it's a great album. It's not a great Kiss album, and I disagree. I really like it. I think it's very good. You know, it. I think one of the things that I like most about it is just how different it is.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this though, Joe. I mean, you had Unmasked when it was new. So did you get the Elder at the time?
No, I remember going into the store and seeing the album and telling my mom I needed to get it, and she was basically like, fuck no, without the fuck, and she was like, you know, I she just didn't get it for me. And then I remember also picking it up and going, where the hell is the band?
Right.
You know, I'm holding it right now. You know, where's the band on in the album? It's nowhere. You know, that I think that that contributed, at least on the back cover, where, you know, a little picture, a small, any picture, nothing, zero.
Yeah, and they waste this whole big gatefold.
Yeah, like for a table. Like they could have been sitting at the table, like eating like porridge or something.
Or, right. Or it's too cold.
Or granola
this
with root beer.
This one's too hot. This right. one's just right.
That was awesome. Gene Simmons as like, you know.
Goldilocks
Simmons. I like that.
You know, for me, dude, it was like, this was one of the last ones I ever was able to find, because when I started like searching for Kiss albums everywhere, you just couldn't find The Elder anywhere. And it took me like forever to find it. And I finally found it on a cassette, like an old school Casablanca cassette. You know wow. what I mean?
At Camelot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have the vinyl now, but you know what I'm saying? Like it took yeah, forever.
I had it on cassette. And the first time I ever got it on cassette, I actually had some double LPs of some Priest, and a buddy of mine had the Elder cassette, and I was like, man, and this is probably 86, and I still hadn't heard the record, you know, because it just wasn't available to me.
Right.
And I just told my buddy, I was like, man, I know I really want that record. I mean, that tape. I was like, you're a Priest fan. You know, let me give you these couple of albums I have extra. You give me that. And he traded. I remember bringing it home and listening to Just a Boy. And I told my mom, this is Kiss. And she was like, no, it's not. And I'm like, no, it's Kiss. This, you know, this is the record you didn't buy me, bitch. No. It's like, no. But,
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, you know, I remember. Well, see, one of the things was, I remember I was at Kmart, and I didn't get the record. But I think that she bought me that day, like, a T-shirt with Peter Criss on it or something, like on a motorcycle. And it's cool. Like, you can have this for this $3. I don't know. Whatever it costs. But so... let's talk about the album. You know, it's got it's iconic now, though, isn't it? The cover, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it is, because it's so terrible of a cover.
Right. Well, but, you know, I actually thought to myself recently, I should make these door knockers and sell them on eBay, because everybody right. would buy them and put them on their Kiss doors.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, Joe's going to start selling knockers.
I'm going to sell knockers. I've seen my fair share, but I've never actually. Anyway, and you guys know that I went to New York this year, and I went to the door that was supposedly the influence for
right.
the Elder door, and it looks exactly. You guys have seen the pictures; it looks exactly like, except minus the knocker, of course. And the crazy thing was I'm standing out there just putting my hand up against this door, and then Karen, my girlfriend's doing it. You know, and this guy goes to walk in, and I go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to block the door. I was like, I bet you have a lot of people doing this. He goes, nope, you're the first ones I've ever seen. I was like, for real? I said, you should charge. No, I didn't say that. I'm kidding. But basically, he should just sit out there with the camera going. And I told him the story, and he was blown away. He couldn't believe it. And I was like, yeah, you know, this was the inspiration for this record. I wish I'd have had it, because then I would have showed it to him. But he thought that was really cool. And he was genuinely surprised, and he was genuinely thought it was cool. You know, he was like, wow, that's pretty crazy. I was like, you know, it happened in the very early 80s, but, you know, this door became a, you know, a project that got rebuilt, and, you know.
You know, Gene Simmons should do an exclusive deal with IKEA to sell doors.
Elder doors.
Elder doors.
You hear that, Gene?
Gene, that's another
idea.
How many ideas have you given him now? At least 10.
Fuck, too many.
Yeah, so many great ones.
Yeah,
so many good ones.
We'll be poor forever, and he'll be rich on Andrew Kiss's. Actually, he's suing you for the use of your last name, isn't he?
Apparently, yeah, it's in the works.
Yeah, that's sucky. I hope you get it. If you guys want to help us get a lawyer for Andrew, a good one. Go to Podcast Rock City and hit the donate button. Anyway, all right. So the cool thing,
there's going to be someone half in the bag who's going to think that's real. And be like, oh shit, I got to donate.
So Bob Ezrin did this record, you know, and
at the time was like totally geeked on coke.
Yeah,
And they recorded most of the tracks at Ace's studio, right?
And right. Ace didn't even bother showing up a lot of the time.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's crazy. I love the. I just realized.
Well, it's a lot of stairs to the basement, you know.
Yeah, I never realized that mine is a cutout. I just realized that it's a cutout. So
really,
yeah.
Does it still have the see-through plastic sleeve?
I actually have. Listen, a see-through plastic sleeve with lyrics on it. Right?
Does it have the lyrics on it?
I thought
I haven't looked mine in a while.
Oh wait, no, it doesn't have the lyrics. It has. Just all the, you know, the record info.
Right.
Man, why did I think it was that? But it says, look, and here's something else. On the inside of the record, they give Ace top billing.
Do they?
It says Kiss, Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Eric Carr.
Hmm.
That's pretty interesting, huh?
It's pretty cool.
You think they did that to try to make him happy for something?
You never know.
I mean, it would only make sense because the guy was miserable at this point.
I would have listed it alphabetically, like Ace, Eric, Gene, Paul.
Yeah.
Now, this is my OCD.
Now, I don't have the list right here, but and it's very hard to find, but you know that the apparently the record label switched all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, like the Japanese. Exciting. It's like out of order in the U.S. version, basically, right? Yeah,
right.
But can you imagine if it really would have started with Fanfare into Just a Boy? I mean, ugh. I think I would have freaked out and been like, eh, I'm done with this record.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like Just a Boy. But anyways, I'm sorry.
I do.
Okay, so the original one starts off with Fanfare and then goes to Just a Boy, or?
No, I thought it started with The Oath.
Well, like the U.S. one starts with The Oath, mm-hmm. The one that we've all grown up with.
Oh, well, then I don't know what I have here then. Mine doesn't do that.
Well, what's your order?
Mine says Fanfare, Just a Boy, Odyssey, Only You, Under the Rose, Dark Light, A World Without Heroes, The Oath, Mr. Blackwell, and I.
That's the regular order.
Like, yeah, but on the actual record itself, side one, song one is The Oath, right? Pull out the vinyl.
All right, let's check it out. Wow, this is all...
This is a Podcast Rock City exclusive.
People are like, you're a fucking fan, you douchebag. You didn't even know this. And I'm like, well,
we're getting to the bottom of this.
Okay. First song, side 1A, The Oath.
Yeah. And then it's Just a Boy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, so then it's Fanfare.
Then Just a Boy.
Oh. And then Only You.
Why would they do that?
To make it more exciting.
It was.
Well, I think that, you know, being the concept, they should have put it out in the order of the story, but all in all, I don't really think that the story holds together even in the right order. You know what I mean?
And today I looked all over, and for some reason, I'm not typing in the right thing in the stupid Google, in the Google, and I can't find the story I've been looking for, but you know that there's been like a sharp like connection between the movie The Matrix and... the Elder record, where, you know, it's about a guy who's, you know, destined for bigger things, and he's like the guy who's, you know, gonna bring order, and even Morpheus is the, you know, his teacher, and, you know, there's a ton of connections, and there basically somebody was wondering if the guys that wrote The Matrix just were big Kiss fans, and it's possible because they were of that age, you know.
True.
It's also like the most generic story, like Star Wars, is you need to bring balance.
Right.
Right, right.
It's the old same classic thing. Iliad kind of thing, right?
Right.
Even in the Bible with Jesus.
Jesus is the same thing, you know, where... Mm-hmm. But anyway, so when it comes to the record, though, you know, like we said, people are really, you know, re-evaluating it and falling in love with it. Yes?
Absolutely.
It does seem like in the past few years, The Elder's been getting a lot more popular. Or maybe
then again, just... it was. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
What you got?
You know, you didn't say that to me one time recording Strange Ways, and I was waiting on it the whole time.
Dude, that was a weird episode to record. It's been so long. You know what I mean?
We'll talk about that in a bit.
I swear this never happens to me. Anyway, I think the most concentration of like what we've seen of the excitement was on the cruise, so that's kind of hard to say that it's been, you know, getting like more popular, because like all the diehards, like you got returning people, it could just be the same folks getting excited, you know what I mean?
Sure.
True.
Same thing with Unmasked.
You know, but it's one of the reason I think why it's so popular is because I think that, you know, people are recognizing that we're getting close to the end of Kiss. Mm-hmm. And they're going, man, we never hear stuff from this record. We never, you know, and if we're gonna, it's gonna have to be in a special occasion. You know, it's not gonna be one of those things where I go to pay to see Kiss at, you know, Madison Square Garden, and they're gonna go, hey, look, here's The Oath, and play it.
Well, like, most of the audience doesn't know, like, a good chunk of the songs anyway, so just throw them in.
Yeah.
Like, most people are there for I Was Made for Loving You.
Right, I totally agree.
Although, yeah, like, it is drastically different from a lot of the other unknown songs to them, too. So that just might be way over, like, fucking Dark Light at Madison Square Garden.
I'd love to see that.
That's not going to fly.
I'd love to see it, but you're probably right.
Yeah. It would be great for them just to, you know, do something special. You know, maybe even a one-off show. Tommy and Eric would learn everything, you know?
Oh, they already know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that, everyone on the cruise expects all this Elder shit, and I think part of it's just because they expect something they've never really done, and that's one of the only albums that they never have dug into, like, you know?
Right, yeah.
Besides Carnival of Souls, but no one ever wants that.
They're there to have a good time, reason. You know? Like,
good one.
Yeah.
Good one. I love it.
I like it, but, you know, because it's so depressing. Like, hate on a cruise ship, like...
Yeah. Next thing you know, you got people jumping off.
The Kraken surfaces.
Yeah.
Again with the Kraken. It's not real.
The Kiss Cruise boat, which is the Pearl...
There is a giant
Kiss squid. Cruise, they cruise on Pearl cruises because they want the best.
Yeah, it's true. Nice one. Boy, I missed that for all these years now. Okay, anyway, they got off the boat, then the next rock or the next music cruise was the Georgia-Florida line, and then after that was some techno cruise, and some chick jumped off the boat. And they still haven't found her, and I don't think they're going to, but all the people, the Kiss cruisers, were all going, my God, you know, we were on this boat 2 weeks ago, and... It's because all these acid head, you know, ecstasy,
Molly,
and they're all like, I could fly. And, you know, let me tell you something else. To jump off the boat would take effort. It's not like, you know, off the deck, there's these big glass windows. It's not like you could just hop over, you know.
I wonder how many cruise ship disappearances are reported each year with people doing the I'm the King of the World pose.
That's what I was going to say. The King of the World!
Well, I'll tell you this. They closed the front
of the boat. I do that in the shower every morning.
The front of the boat is closed because of it. Wow. You can't do that. You know, you can't get to the front of the boat and do I'm the King of the World.
It's still like Wayne's World where they have a sign for it.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, all right, let's talk track by track. What do you guys think?
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right, let's skip by Fanfare, okay?
Oh, I like Fanfare. It's like '60s medieval movie.
Well, okay. You know, I remember It's weird that you say that because I remember I keep saying that I'm going to look for this, but I can never find it. But it's some old black and white movie where, you know, there's a door. It looks just like the Elder Door, and a hand comes up and grabs the knocker. And
so, yeah, the jungle or yeah, whatever.
I posted that. Remember? I don't know.
I remember you talking about it.
I don't know what the hell I did with that. I got to find it. But anyway. Okay. So, you know, and you got the fanfare, and it is exactly like. So, you know, do you think that was like the right way to start it off? Or
Hell yeah.
You know.
That's one of the things that makes it sort of a concept album. Because it's a very loose story, but if you have those elements in there, it helps sort of tie everything together.
Sure.
But it sets the tone for the record too.
Right. Yeah, you gotta have a fanfare and a coda, and a, you know, you gotta call back to that melody throughout to really unify it as a concept record, I think.
Sure. Okay, next, Just a Boy.
I like it.
I know we were all singing it earlier.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as terrible as some people do, but I'm not a big fan of it. I don't like falsetto. I just don't like
it. I wish he changed it to Craig Smith said that, where it'd be better if he just went, "I'm just a boy," just without the falsetto. But
right. Well, I read somewhere that Paul wanted to sing it full voice. Hey, Craig. No, but Paul wanted to sing it full voice, but for whatever reason. He didn't
have the range.
Yeah, he couldn't hit it, so he had to falsetto it. It kind of reminds me of The Who. You know what I mean? I don't like when The Who does that either. I don't like falsetto. But I could see where his influence, you know.
Yeah, I like the song. You know, it's Just a Boy. You know, when you listen to it, it's kind of like what I got to get through in order to get to.
I find it very soothing. It's like meditation music.
It's like great until the falsetto, you know, like the verses are cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's not a song you would ever play to someone and go, "Hey, check out this awesome band called Kiss." You would never in a million years put on Just a Boy as like an introductory, you know, Kiss 101. You just wouldn't
better do that. Better than Rockin' in the USA.
Right.
Well, better than Rockin' in the USA? I think not.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we'll argue over that. All right, let's move on.
Anywho. I'm coming to Canada right now.
Canada!
I'll meet you over here.
Oh my God, there. You're doing a Randy Savage! Thank you. That was really awesome. All right, here we go. Odyssey.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, Even though it's a cover.
Yeah. It's a cover? I never knew that.
You didn't know that? Yeah, it's a cover.
Wow. I learned something from The Kiss.
It's not. Ooh. I don't see the. I don't like the term a cover because it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't somebody else by wrote it. Member.
Yeah.
Yes, and okay. The music and melody and the way the vocals were already in stone. Yeah.
It was a demo that Kiss recorded and made somewhat famous.
It's you know, a cover.
Same guy. To me, a cover is, okay, you know, Poison covered Rock and Roll All Night. If you're covering something, you're doing a song that's already famous.
Right, okay, yeah. It was done again by Kiss. I don't know what else you call it. Kiss
did a version of it.
What do you think of it, Jody? What do you think of it?
You know, I've grown to kind of like it as a song, but as a kid, when I first got that Elder tape, I was like, "Oh, what the fuck is this? And why is it Paul singing all weird?" And
I know I've said it before, but I still picture you with the beard and the hat, even as a kid.
Right? It's because he had them.
I did.
Yes, he came out of the womb like that.
Yep. But yeah, I mean. It's an alright song, but when I first heard it, I was...
It's a little much for Kiss.
Yeah, it's like, geez, I could see why everyone hates this record, man, you know?
Right.
Certain
that
things
fucking solo is tasty as hell, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is tasty.
It's a lush production, you know? Ezrin has his thing, and he does a great job, but I think they could have picked better songs. That's just... But, you know, for what they were doing, I guess it fits and all, but I just never really... cared for this type of music, no matter who makes it, Kiss or anybody else.
Right. Maybe they were just being a little too pompous.
Maybe so.
All right, next song, Only You. I will tell you right now, this is one of my favorite songs.
Fucking killer.
I love Gene's vocal, too.
Peanut butter vocals and all.
Yeah. I would have to say about the same thing, man. It's like probably the best song on the record, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get into this one, believe it or not, but it's one of my favorites.
I like how it bleeds right into Under the Rose.
Under the Rose, yeah.
Eerie.
We can just move on because we all know we love Only You. Under the Rose, another great song.
So what's that at the beginning?
Oh, at the beginning. Well, it's kind of like the bleed out of
Only
You. No, but I mean, like, what instrument? Like, it sounds like a keyboard or something, but, you know?
It sounds like it has some kind of...
Some or like of a very chorusy... A yeah, like a chorusy classical guitar, almost. Like, it sounds nylon stringy.
Kind of, yeah. Gut.
You know, it's just a blend of things.
Yeah, I think there's some synth and some guitars. It always kind of reminded me of tones Ace would get on, like, Fracture. You know what I'm saying?
Or, it's that time of year, the Vinnie Vincent...
Totally.
Nice.
I can totally hear that. I actually like that song.
I do too. Like, do you picture monks singing the chorus? Because I do. Yeah,
totally.
It's very. This album's very medievally, and I love that. Yeah. I mean, that's why I like it so much.
Yeah, I think
I read that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying. I had read somewhere that, you know, Eric had a thing about writing creepy type instrumentals that they were going for a monk sound on this one, you know what I mean?
Oh.
So I mean, you're right on the money, buddy.
Ooh.
I don't feel like their costumes matched the record.
Well, Jeans kind of did with all the chainmail and whatnot, but I don't know why purple headbands, they weren't around in medieval times.
He had to cover his ear.
Cover the ear, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody said in the book.
Yep, because you hadn't had that surgery yet.
Right.
Hmm.
I think that the elderly look is definitely one of my least favorites. I know a lot of people love it.
That's one of my favorites.
I like Ace's costume.
Mm-hmm, very slick, like the Flash.
Yeah.
I don't like Ace's costume. I think it looks funny.
Well,
it looks like
fuck
generic.
You,
Ace's costume doesn't like you.
It just doesn't... To me, that Ace costume looks like something anyone could have gotten.
It right, didn't look, okay, yeah. They didn't put any thought into it.
I can see that, but still, I love it.
At least Gene was like a pirate.
Mm. Yeah. I don't want to be a pirate.
With a little devil bat bird on his shoulder.
Fucking devil bat bird.
That's funny.
But I think, though, did you ever hear that Doro cover of Only You? I know that we've kind of went past Only You already, but
I haven't heard of that.
It was cool, man. It came out in, like, the mid-80s, and it was kind of awesome that someone was doing a cover of a song. A cover of a song.
Ha-ha! That
from
was
the Elvis.
Sarcasm.
I'm just distracted by Doro Pesh.
Right? She was quite...
and still is. MILF.
Oh, wait. Stop.
I've said too much.
Did you say still is?
Yeah.
She's probably like a gilf now with the G.
Yeah, I'm not
really
sure
about
that.
I've seen her recently. She's still hot.
A buddy of mine got his picture taken with her, and I was like, I am so glad I didn't go to meet her.
You just had too high standards there, Joe.
Yeah, I live with penthouse centerfold.
Yeah,
what am I saying? You have the goddamn Kavorka. Like,
he has the Kavorka.
That's so funny.
That's like the fifth Seinfeld reference.
I love it. I love it.
Help me, Father. Help me.
What do you guys think about the tone of the solo of Under the Rose? It's one of my favorite solos on the whole damn album.
Who does most of the solo work on here? Is it Paul? Because I know Ace only does like little bits here and there.
Right. That sounds like Paul.
It doesn't sound like Ace, that's for sure.
No.
And Paul, when he does his solos, to me, they're slower and a little more thought out. You know what I mean?
They're more melodic.
Melodic, yeah. Right? Yeah.
And kind of this one's like got that Gilmore, like panning, you know, stereo pan delay. It's great. Love it. Very lush.
Great solo.
Yeah, man, Paul, he's got talent. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. He has like a Prince vibe to his leads, I think.
I couldn't describe it any better, actually. Yeah, it is.
It's really good.
Maybe it's all the purple, but yeah.
Maybe exactly. It's the purple.
Right.
Although I'm not sure that I would put Prince and Paul Stanley in the same category as far as
they're the same person.
They're the same person.
You never see them at the same place together.
Oh my God, it's true. And Prince is always wearing purple headbands.
True.
Next song.
All right.
Nice.
Dark Light.
Love it.
Love it.
Very funky. Very funky.
Very yeah. funky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eric Carr gets to play every drum he possibly could get his hands on, every percussion instrument.
I still can't visualize a song without like Ace wearing a giant hat with like a big feather in it and like a yeah. leopard print vest. I still can't listen to Dark Light without picturing that.
Yep, that's pretty funny.
Well, it's true though.
like on the cover of what's the like the first shot they ever did together? You know, Ace is wearing he's got the Where cigarette like in his mouth.
Yeah, no, it's like Ace as Huggy Bear. That's what I'm picturing when I listen to Dark Light.
Fraley Bear, yeah. Huggy yeah, Fraley.
He's a space Huggy Bear.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a plumber.
Right. Tell me about it.
Hey, I got a piece of pipe you could look at.
He'd look at it too, apparently, which is even crazier.
Right.
But like, I like how it
give it a
like,
kiss, just be, tuck it away.
He's the chef
afterwards. The chef, yeah.
But I just like how like the guitar's cut out and like when the except for the solo, and then like you got the maracas there and everything. Just like an interesting take to it, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't happen on anything else that they've done, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, every time I hear it, I always I don't know why, but I always think Carlos Santana when I'm listening.
It's really it's totally got that Latin flavor.
Yeah,
it does.
And Gene's like dancing around with that sombrero, maracas.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can. I've been seeing that for a long time.
That's pretty funny. It's like Paul Stanley going, take your dollar and fucking beat it. That's pretty with Simmons. You can buy those Gene Simmons maracas for $9.99 on Kiss Online.
Right.
KissOnline.com.
Right now, he's going, Kiss Maracas.
Fuck, it's a gold mine. I want to check in the mail.
All right, yeah, and I love the solo, man. It's really good. You know, it shows
it's a very strange solo though for Ace, don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean, he's going very Eddie Van Halen, Michael Jackson-y in the end, just like the.
Yeah,
I don't like it that much.
And is there like more reverb than usual?
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Yeah,
that's a weird choice. I wouldn't have dropped everything out and just had Ace noodling. Hmm. If I was Ezrin.
But he was fucked up, so.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I love, and what was the, it's like the MTV documentary, right? Or the VH1? When Kiss, not when Kiss ruled the world, but when they're interviewing, and he goes, I put the record on, and when it was over, I looked at all the records zipped, and I was like, it's awesome, right? It's awesome. And then they have that dun, 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 you know. And
right.
And they were like, no, it's not.
Should have been like Dave Chappelle with Rick James, and then it just cuts to Bob Ezrin just like, I don't know, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Totally.
All next right. track. Let's see. World Without Heroes.
I used to hate this song, but I love it. Teardrops and all.
Yeah. You know what? Recently I saw a picture that somebody posted online of them putting the teardrop on Gene's eye.
It's a Visine commercial.
Yeah, basically.
Don't you think it would have been cooler if they would have like developed it more and somehow Gene could drip blood from his eye instead?
Yes.
What?
See?
I got a million of them too,
they're
man.
They're missing out. Now, that video was pretty cool, you know, and Ace playing like the black... he playing acoustic?
Yeah.
Yeah, huge white square pick card.
Yeah,
it's kinda, which is strange.
Different, yeah. And it's kind of
bizarre.
How do you know, on a different topic here, what do you think? I mean, everybody always talks about Eric Carr. This is Eric Carr's first album. What the hell do you think he was thinking, laying in bed going, besides going, man, I'm never going to be the original Kiss drummer. What else do you think he was? Was he thinking, what is this crap I'm playing?
I'm sure he's made no bones of it. Everyone knows he was kind of like, thinking they were crazy when they were doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially you come off of you know, that Sydney tour where they're fucking totally rocking.
Right.
And then go.
And the World Without Heroes video, you know, was on Solid Gold, remember?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then they, you know, and that was pretty cool, you know, that they showed that. If you watch that episode, how they've got everybody's kissed out. Andy Gibb is kissed out. Madam the Puppet's fucking kissed out. You know, everybody, you know, it's pretty awesome.
I forgot about that.
About the puppet?
Yeah. Yeah.
She just bitched and moaned and groaned about everybody. It was really funny. Right. It's kind of like a puppet Don Rickles.
I think it was a big mistake having Gene shed the tear. It, like, totally destroyed the demon character.
Yeah.
I don't think the demon has any remorse or should have any.
Yeah. But don't worry. Give it a few years, and they'll give him a reality show, and they'll fuck it up perfectly for everybody.
I think that...
First time he's lost and Carrot Top has to pick him up, I'm like, geez.
Right. What do you think? Don't you think it would have been a little bit cooler if, like, when he did shed the tear, maybe Paul ran up and did the old wipers for him?
Yes, I do. That would have been awesome.
Comes up from behind, like, sloop, sloop, sloop.
Like, tears, like, are falling. It's so awesome.
Thanks, buddy. I needed that help.
Yeah, you got me. It's like, and then he does the piece of cake thing. Eat it like a piece of cake.
Oh my God! Yeah, that would have been the
perfect ending.
That's all right. Sick.
So, World Without Heroes was all. Then we got to talk about Fridays.
Fridays was really fucking cool.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know. Now it was on reruns when I saw it. You know. Flipping through the channel, and all of a sudden, son of a bitch, there's Kiss on, like, Saturday Night Live, basically.
Basically, yeah.
You know, but it was Fridays, and they did, you know, they did. I don't think they lip-synced any of that, did they?
No, it was live.
It was live.
It's crazy, because Ace doesn't really rip the lead on the Oath. It's weird.
Yeah, man.
You know, the first time I saw that, Clinton... fucking had it on a VHS. I saw it in, like, probably 86 for the first time. He had some tape with it on there from, like, late night. It was a rerun, like you said. And I kind of freaked out when I saw that. I never even knew they did that.
Yeah, that's probably when I saw it, was probably around 86.
Yeah. I had no idea that they had done any of that. I'm not even 100% sure that I even had The Elder yet when I had seen that.
Wow. No, I agree. And I think... that I had the cassette, like, from that, you know, situation where I traded records for it, but yeah. I had never seen anything live or anything like that, so
yeah.
That was really cool. And, you know, I've never seen the whole Fridays episode. Did they do any skits, like?
See, I don't know. I've never seen the whole thing either.
If you guys ever want the opportunity to see how low Kiss was at this point, just type in Flo and Eddie.
Oh, boy. Kiss. Yeah, that's brutal.
And that is... I am so embarrassed just to watch it. When they're, like throwing stuffed animals through the flaming hoop and stuff.
Yeah.
What and the hell?
That's very, very surreal and kind of disturbing.
If you don't know who Flo and Eddie are, they're, like... They were in a rock band, weren't they? I want to say this, like...
I don't know. Yeah, but they did... They're the same guys that introduced them on that 76 Anaheim.
Yeah, and they're wearing the makeup and staying on the stage and...
Yeah, not knowing what to do.
It's pretty funny. But they're just, like, two old guys. You know, and they had a TV show in I think, in New York at this point.
Right.
And they brought Kiss on, Gene and Paul on there, and interviewed them, and it's...
They got their own, like... old school tape recorder laugh track.
Yeah, man, it's so funny. Paul even pushes the button once or twice.
That's pretty cool.
And then they're doing this thing, man. What else did they did a bunch of little skits, right? And they were all
terrible. Weird things. Yeah,
they were all terrible.
It was like public access almost.
Yeah, and it's like, how did you get Kiss? They were like lighting. They were like holding a hula hoop that had toilet paper on it, and they were lighting it. And then throwing, and then Gene's like catching the poodle and going, hey ho, hey ho,
right. Running around. Yeah.
It's just like, please stop. Shoot these people. You know, it's like, you know, breathe fire and burn his beard. Something, you know.
It just seems very like desperate.
It was very. I guarantee they left there going, "What just happened?"
They're really, really clamoring for anyone to pay attention to them at all, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because they were still a great band.
It's true. All right, let's see. Next song, The Oath.
Who doesn't
love The Oath? Yeah. Killer.
Yeah.
I could do without the falsetto bit, but I still dig
it. I still like that. I like the falsetto.
This one is not quite as bad as most falsetto, but... Yeah, I like it even with the falsetto. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, really great.
See, don't you think if they would have put a whole record out that sounded like this, they would have maybe, I don't know, it would have been totally different. But maybe not, because no one really gave a fuck about Kiss at this point anyway, you know? They were kind of done.
Right.
What the hell was that?
That's like a whale.
I don't know, man. I heard it too. What's going on?
I don't know. It sounded like whale sex. Like,
that's crazy. When we were let's get into this real quick. We have recorded a new episode of Strange Ways, which was Jody's original show, and we got on there, and people have been asking for it to come back, and it will be back as soon as he gets it all edited. That's important to know. But we were hearing like ghost sounds, right?
Yeah, it was real weird. And now we're hearing whale sex sounds.
What was the whale sex?
That's what I just heard. It sounded like the low moaning in the distance, and then like a higher one over in the other side, like a call and response kind of thing. Very odd.
It would have been awesome if we would have just heard. Just a boy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's totally awesome. There it was again. I heard it again.
Well, that is fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. Strange. Anyway, all right. Let's see. Mr. Blackwell.
You're not well.
Yeah, I never really understood this song. I do know that at one point there was a guy who was putting out a best and worst dressed list, and right. They called him Mr. Blackwell, right? And that's what I thought it was about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Well, this is the one that Lou Reed wrote, right? Like, co-wrote. So I think it's supposed to be, he's supposed to be the antagonist, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I don't think anyone actually understands it completely, because I know I don't. But I do like the song. I always thought when I was a kid, when I first heard it, it's like, geez, what a crazy sounding song with those weird, like, bass delays. Like,
yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. It's like, that's kind of odd, just a weird song. I like Ace's solo a lot, and I think it's kind of, it kind of reminds me of, like, his old, like, the Strange Ways lead, kind of very disjointed and cool.
Yeah, that's...
But, I don't know.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm not a big fan of the song, but I think I like the music more because it's just so weird.
Yeah, it's definitely different, you know. So I don't even think it's in 4/4, is it? I have to count it out.
Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. Let's see, last song, and honestly, the song I hate the most on the record, it's I.
What? You're crazy.
I fucking love I, man.
No.
To me, I is one of the best ones on the album.
Pumps you up, man.
And the balls to stand, I don't know. And they say guts everywhere else. And
do you know what's odd about this? Well, I don't get... They said Eric wasn't cutting it, but it's a somewhat... It's not a simple drum beat, but it seems like something that Eric can handle. And even playing live, it sounded like the record. Like when they did on Fridays, it sounded like the album, so... Like, isn't that weird that, like, I don't get why he, I can't fathom that he couldn't play it, but I guess maybe he's having trouble with the timing or something.
It's a little too Rockettes for him, huh?
Could be. But you know what I mean? Like, it's odd how he that nails kind live of on Fridays.
Yeah.
That is kind of weird. You know, he could do anything, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all in all, I give the record like a 7 out of 10, but that's because I've grown to, you know, I love it. And what about you guys?
9.5 out of 10. It's my third favorite album.
Is it?
Of Kiss, yes.
You said 3?
No, I said it's my third favorite album, oh, but no, it's a,
Yeah, I'm talking about Jody.
Oh, sorry. For me, I'd probably give it like a strong 8.
I
like the record. You know, it's one of those ones that grows on you over the years if you're a Kiss fan, because I think most people, when they first heard it, didn't really get it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that once you get past the fact that it doesn't sound like anything else they've done and just listen to it for what it is, it's a pretty damn good record, you know?
Right.
And I give it a strong 8.
Cool. That's awesome. It's a great album. You know, people should, you know, listen to it. And if you haven't been a fan of that record, try it again. It's only like $4.99 on iTunes. Get it and listen to it.
Right.
And reorder them. You know, put them in the order that the record does.
Well, I think it comes like... Oh, wait, sorry. I got confused with what you were saying.
I think that, you know, it's like one of those records that without it in the catalog, we'd be missing some really great shit. And I like that Kiss has so many different flavors. And, you know, you got to kind of be in the mood for The Elder, I think. But when I am, it totally hits that spot. You know what I'm saying?
It's the quiet Rush fan in the back of the room that blossoms into a successful
person. I like that. I could dig that.
Or it's a fine wine that ages well.
Yeah, I can dig that too.
Like Doro.
It's a plant that's fully matured.
All right, let me tell you guys about this couple pieces of mail that I got, all right? I'll do this quick. I got two things real quick. When I went and met Peter Criss, I met these two kids that were there. And, you know, all this time later, I got an email from one of them, Jake. Who basically I was standing in line and these two like young kids were wearing like denim jackets and, you know, and they were so excited to be there and they were young, you know, so this is like a year ago. So they were probably 18 or 19 years old. And the guy saw me with the Podcast Rock City jacket on. He came over, he started talking to me. And then I remembered him, but I didn't think much about it. Well, he sent me a letter when we started talking about Kiss and Halloween. And he sent me a picture. It says, "Hello, my name is Jake. I'm 20 years old. I'm a huge Kiss fan. I started listening to you guys around the time you guys went to meet Peter in Charlotte. I saw the Podcast Rock City shirt, and I love Kiss podcasts. Anyway, one of the coolest things was he sent me a picture of him dressed like Gene, right? But he also sent me a picture where the singer from Green Jelly stayed at his house and owned the actual original Paul Stanley boots from the Alive era. You know, the silver ones?
What? Cool.
And he sent pictures of the boots. And I haven't been able to download all the pictures, but I'm going to check them all out. But, man, you know, thanks, Jake, for listening. It was cool to meet you. And thanks for sending the pictures. That's awesome. He's dressed like Gene. He's got the boots, everything, man. It's really pretty killer. You know, and he's like Andrew, man. You know, he's a couple years younger, and he's a Kiss fan, you know? Big Kiss fan, too.
Should have him on one of these weeks.
Yeah, that sounds sounds like a big plan. If you want to come on the show, you let us know. Let's see. And then we got a Ask Andrew question. You guys ready for that?
Yeah.
All right. It brings us to our favorite part of the show. Ask Andrew Kiss. Yes. And it comes from Allison. And she is from Chicago.
Hi, Allison.
What's up, Al?
I don't know how to do a Chicago accent.
Yeah, I don't really know how to do that either. But one of the coolest things is she sent us a picture of herself wearing the Podcast Rock City.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. You know, you're awesome.
Super cool.
And
She's pretty cute, too, I'll say.
Yeah, Jody, what's up, man?
Nothing's up. I'm just saying.
Allison's cute.
We have cute listeners. That's cool.
That's a positive. All right.
And we have cute hosts.
We're not talking about me, so it's got to be the two of you. All right, here we go. It says, "Hi, my name is Allison, and I live in Chicago. My question for Andrew is, which Kiss song do you think has the best opening lyrics? You guys are awesome, and I love the show. Thanks for all the time that you all put into putting it together. Thanks, Allison." So, song with the best lyrics.
Opening Kiss. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Opening line. Yeah. It's got to be "Put Your Hand in My Pocket."
Take Me. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, what about Paul's rap, man? Street Hustler.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Or what about like She's a dancer, a romancer. Romancer.
I'm a Capricorn and she's got cancer.
She's good looking.
Looking, that's tough.
Yeah, this is
tough. Take me, but then there could be like four or five, like more great.
There's all kinds of great ones. Like your lightning's all I need.
I'll tell you, for me, it's gonna be Take Me. For Jody, what would it be?
I said Take Me.
Well, I agree.
Okay, so for me and you, it's Take Me.
Take Me.
I like the room service. Feeling low, no place to go. I'm thinking I'm going to Scream.
Scream!
Yeah, that's good too.
Do you know, because that was my first, I guess besides Rock for All Night, that was my real first Kiss lyric.
Right. Oh yeah, because that was the first song on You Wanted the Best.
Wanted the Best.
What about, I might change, I have a plan B for this one, and I think it's going to be I Love It Loud, just because it was going out to all the Canadians. It's like,
Yeah, it's so funny.
I'd stick with Take Me, probably.
All right. Well, thank you, Allison, very much for sending us the picture and the Ask Andrew question. We love you guys very much, and we really appreciate it. We love doing the show, and besides, we do it for ourselves, but you guys listening makes it even better. Jody, do you have anything extra that you'd like to add?
I'd like to add, as always, thanks for listening, people. I appreciate it, and so do these guys.
Absolutely. And Mr. Kiss?
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Kind of rough, but, you know, just I know everyone's heard it and everyone's already said what they need to say, but just keep your thoughts and prayers with the people of Paris right now.
Absolutely.
And also, there's a massive shooting in, I think it was Kenya. So just, I don't know, there's shit going on all over the world, so.
Yeah, people would just listen to this show. They would relax and just, you know, stop shooting people.
And also, a true metal icon died. Just rest in peace, Phil Animal Taylor.
Yeah.
Original drummer of Motorhead and one of the pioneers in the great, like, the double bass technique.
Yeah, fucking absolutely. True. Filthy Phil.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Also, we lost Brandon too. Brandon Carlisle, man, from Teenage Bottle Rocket passed.
Yep, and really sad. Randy Rhoads' mother.
Oh yeah, Dee passed away.
Yeah, we are totally ending on a bummer, but that's okay. That's real life.
Well, we'll bring it back to life because the bruise on my toenail. I'll try to upload a picture. It looks like a smiley face. It's got two little purple dots and just a line on the bottom. So. It looks like a smiley face.
Yeah, if you're
a happy little toenail.
You guys can find Andrew Kiss on Facebook.
You know, that's the third time we mentioned I've mentioned my feet on this program.
It's called a foot fetish.
Weird.
I have a couple of buddies that have that. It's freaky because I don't want them around me.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm barefoot. Anyway, okay, so we're right back to
we'll take a trip to the beach.
Yes. We love Kiss podcasts, and we listen to a bunch of them, and you hear us quoting them all the time. And, you know, you should listen to all the ones that we play the commercials for at the end of the show, and you're going to hear them in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Peace.
For real, peace. We need peace.
Peace, you're right.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army.
Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f- oh, f- Lee, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album.
Kiss podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only Kiss podcast that breaks down the entire Kiss song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about Kiss-related topics and non-Kiss-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going.